You know, when we started thinking this through about the prayer call, I really didn't know what it would entail, you know, other than just praying. But I thought, you know, what a great time it would be to talk about a couple of verses each day and give a little history of those verses. And as it's evolved here, we've turned into kind of highlighting people in the Bible that either had a part in writing the Bible or were very important heroes from the Bible coming along. So we'll just continue that. We'll stay in the New Testament for a while. Of course, the Old Testament was all that was around for thousands of years. And then it wasn't until Jesus came along that we had a New Testament after Paul and a few others. But so we've been talking about King David. And so when King David passed away, prior to his passing away, he passed off his kingdom to Solomon, his son. And Solomon wasn't the oldest son, which normally that was the way it worked. The oldest son always became the king. But Solomon actually was the youngest of the sons, and he became king. There's two, and Solomon was known to be very wise, and Solomon either wrote or had a influence in the book of Proverbs in the Bible. And I wanted to go over a couple of verses with you. The first is Proverbs 23:18. Kind of fitting for our time. So 23:18 says, "There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off." And then the second one is Proverbs 24:14. And that one goes like this: "Know also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there's a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off." Well, the wisdom it's talking about there is godly wisdom. Godly wisdom that you get through prayer and through reading the Word. God instills his wisdom in you as you learn about him. So that verse again, "Know also that wisdom is like honey for you." So in other words, it's sweet. It's something that we seek. So seek godly wisdom through prayer and through the Word. Again, if you find it, there is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. So hope is what we need. God gives us hope. I'm just going to tell you a few things about Solomon I thought were interesting. So he became king at age 20, king of a kingdom at age 20, and he was king for 39 years. It's pretty well accepted that he was the wisest man to ever live. He was a wise man, but he's also known as a warrior. He worried about things. Even the Muslim faith in the Quran talks about the wisdom of Solomon. Another interesting fact, I was going to say a few things. I think I'm just going to leave it at this. He had 700 wives. 700 wives. Let that soak in for a minute. God came to Solomon in a dream, and God reached to Solomon and said, "Solomon, what is it that you need to be the kind of king that you know I want you to be?" And, you know, most of us, if we rubbed a lamp and a genie popped out, you know, would say, "Give me wealth, give me this, give me that." Solomon said to God, "God, I just want wisdom. I just want your discernment. I want to have the kind of wisdom that I can make wise choices for my kingdom." That so pleased God that Solomon would ask for just wisdom and not for wealth and all the other things that most of us would probably ask for, right? That he gave Solomon that wisdom. And again, Solomon was known as the wisest person to ever live, and all the faiths actually recognized Solomon as someone of great wisdom. So God not only anointed him with this wisdom, but he said, "You know, Solomon, I'm so proud of you, because most people would have asked for wealth and honor. And because you didn't ask for that, I am going to bless you with wealth and honor because of your heart. Because you have a heart for your people and a heart for wisdom, I'm going to give you this wealth and honor." So Solomon not only was known for his wisdom, but Solomon also was known for his wealth, that he was the wealthiest person on earth at that time. And I tell you that story about the dream because God knows our heart. He knew Solomon's heart. He knew that Solomon wasn't just saying that. He actually meant those things, and he had a heart for his people, and he had a heart for God. God knows our heart. So, you know, we need to work to have a pure heart. We need to work to have a good heart, and seek godly wisdom. Godly wisdom. Wisdom you can't get here. That's our story for today about King Solomon. We'll continue. I got some ideas for some other folks we're going to highlight going forward. Don't forget that we have special guest Tony Nolan going to be leading us tomorrow. Tony is a dynamic speaker. I've known Tony a long time, and I think you're going to be thrilled to hear Tony tomorrow. Also, we had someone request that if there was a way we could record these prayer calls, and because some of our night drivers aren't able to listen at 10 in the morning. Some of our folks aren't able to dial in at 10 in the morning. So Heather was able to find a program to where we record these calls, and we're posting them on our website. So anybody that wants to go back and listen, or anybody that might have missed these prayer calls, you can go and listen to them on our website. So let's pray together, guys. Lord, we love you. Thank you. We thank you for another day. Again, I'll say it. This morning when we woke up, we were one day closer to being through this crisis. God, I pray for our country. I pray for the world we live in. Not only this virus, Lord, there's a lot of sickness in this world that are not just this virus. There's a lot of other things going on in this world. And God, I can't help but think that some of this is put on us because it was time for us for an awakening, that we needed to just stop the rat race we were in and focus on you, God, and know that you are in control, and know that you control everything, and that it's time for us to focus on you and maybe to quit focusing on some of those things that really don't matter, or maybe some of those things that we shouldn't be doing. But God, we look to you today. We look to you for guidance. We look to you for salvation. God, we know that you sent your son Jesus to this earth to save us. God, we need to turn into Jesus right now and ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins, and those that aren't a Christian to say, Jesus, come live in my heart. I want to belong to you, God. I want to spend eternity with you, God. Please forgive me of my sins. I pray, God, that if there's anyone out there that needs you, that they will turn to you right now. Thank you for our TTE family. I thank you for the country we live in. God, I pray for our leaders, all the way from the president down to our local mayors. God, we just pray the wisdom for them to make wise choices, to not only keep us safe, but to know when the right time is for us to get back to work so that we can get this country going again. We just thank you for this Saturday, God. I thank you for all you do for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.